BOE back in session, BOE 200, Mr. Prelo. I'll try it again.
Automatic voice message system 269-313-3113 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mr. Prelo, this is David Akers. We're trying to call you back to Tenney County Board of Equalization regarding your appeal that's on the docket today. We'll try a little later. Thanks. All right. Sir, who are you here for?
Branson Expressway.
Okay. Have you guys had any conversation on this one? Is this a hotel, I assume?
We got really busy. I marked down one, and then this is a split. It was one big hotel, you know, two buildings and pool, everything. And then he sold the front half, the 50 units. But he still owns the back half, which is 90 units, which is what you're looking at. And we just went out and reassessed each one by the cost method. If Mr. Elliott has something different, that's please
okay.
Present.
Come on up, sir. Sure.
Got pictures in it.
Okay. Okay, was it a split? When was it sold, or half of it sold?
Oh.
What did you
about
sell?
About a year ago.
About a year ago, okay. So this is is it now split into two different parcels?
It is, and I put notes in there for you on your cloud folder.
Okay.
I could explain a little bit.
Sure, go ahead.
It was built. It was built as a and built onto until there was a building in the back, which this is, which was really a dormitory, doesn't have any independent facilities. It closed, but when Branson lost its boom, it's been closed at least 10, maybe 15 years. It doesn't have. The elevator probably doesn't work, hadn't been used. It's an abandoned type building. You saw the inside of it. Now, the outside looks okay. It would I've got an offer. I mean, not an offer. I've got a guy next door that bought one that said he might be worth a $500,000, but he didn't want to tackle it. It would take about almost $2 million to make it saleable and usable again. In there, you'll see where I've listed it with a broker for $500,000.
Okay.
This went up 6 times on the cost method, but you know, went from 378 to 2,187,000.
When you say 378,
what it was before. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, but it was all one parcel before with the other building, right?
Well, then it got broke out, separated.
Was that before you sold it or after? In other words, did you guys...
After you sold it.
Okay. But before, when it was assessed before, I assume it was still all one unit, all one parcel, right?
Right.
Okay, so how are you carving out that 378 as the back part is what I was asking.
Because that's on the bill. It's on the assessment bill for last year.
Okay, so
at 378
for the back building.
Yeah, and I'm saying if I can get, I'd like to get $500,000 out of it, but you know, you have to. How many offers yet?
Okay, what about that 378 on the bill, or do you know what he's talking about?
Again, that was set by BOE based on this. We just went back out and reassessed both things after they were split out. This whole property originally was $4,600,000 back in 2007. As he said, the outside of the building looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pool is on your section, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got the pool. But it's behind the other one. So this is a 90-unit building. The building he sold in front is a 50-unit building. So, I mean, it's really up to you. We didn't go inside.
Well, I mean, we have some pictures, and you're saying this thing hasn't been used in 10 years?
At least. I've always wanted to get to it, but then never did.
Can I ask, is this a local broker that you're using?
No, it's a California broker.
Okay, so how did he come up with a valuation, or how did you determine a price?
Just looking at pictures of what he could get somebody to come in and do the investment and the construction, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Okay. I'm still interested in this 378 number. You said it came out on the assessors from 21. Is that when was it?
Right. So when it was the whole thing together before it was split, you guys gave it a value of 9-something, I think. And then when we split it, we have to make part for part, we have to make it add up to the same. That's where.
Okay, so your 378 is based on our figure that we dropped it to during COVID times.
Right, which would have been much bigger if it had been part of, if both the parcels were together still.
Okay.
But now
what,
it's
what
split.
Was the other part that he sold? What was that? Is it placed at the value it was sold for? What is it? What do you have that one at?
No, that's a viable place, I think. And we've got that one at $2,066,862, and that's the 50 unit or 50 rooms.
Didn't you change that based on the sale?
No. I mean, like I said, we just did this cost-wise.
Yeah, okay. So
and
I sold it for $1 million.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
Right.
All we do is cost.
Yeah, right. But I mean, okay. He should have.
If he can, I mean, the new owner can provide that to the assessor
right.
For her to consider.
Yeah, exactly.
In that. So if that's what that one is.
And since this one, and that's part of it, it was 60 units, brand, Econolodge, operational. It was hard to get it back up with the labor situation. I sold it, arm's length, $1 million, through a broker. The same broker said the back building, in his opinion, was that he could probably get $500,000. It has potential, But man, even the wires, even the fire system was, when you separated the buildings, was cut. So it's going to have to be built back, or it's going to have to be put back with standards. So I mean, it's questionable.
Okay, so if you look at the one that he says he sold for $1 million, and I've got it at $2,066,000, that kind of gives you an idea, I guess, for the back building. If I have it at, what is it, $2,187,000, so it's at least half. I don't know. Again, this is your decision. This is, I didn't see the inside.
Yeah, we talked about it, and you said you needed something to come up with a figure.
Right, and we just ran out of time.
Ideally, what we really would have liked to have is either one, an appraisal, which obviously costs, but a broker price opinion might have been something we could have had, two, you know, so a broker, especially somebody here locally, could go in and have a look and determine what the value on that thing might be. What's your thought on this? I mean, having...
Well, I do have a question. To Susan, I'm looking at the Beacon, and I'm looking at the value of the property, and I'm showing the 312, 320 for the land. Now, has that been divided?
The land was divided. I did check.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So when I look at this assessment card, it says 129.60 and 699.960. What are those numbers for on the assessment card that he received?
Okay. Let me see.
I just want to see if those have been adjusted down and not in this system, or what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I mean, it's appraised and assessed value.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're looking at the impact notice.
Sorry, I didn't see the appraised and assessed. I just saw the two.
Yeah, it's appraised and assessed. So...
So all I'm saying to you is, on outward appearances, based on our new appraisal, this is where it would come out, but we did not go inside. And you know, before the end here, Mr. Elliott was coming in to talk to me, and I know we adjusted some other property you had. I know we did that.
Yeah, and we were trying to get back, and then I tried to get back last year, and it wasn't ready to get back, and then...
Right.
And of course, you've just got mountains of work to do right at the last minute.
I did.
So has any construction started on this building?
No.
Okay.
You're just trying to sell it as is?
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of work to it, and it's back off the highway. I mean, it's not the front went building prime. This is off Little Pete Road at the back.
You said the pool was on your property?
Yeah, there's an indoor pool, but I'm not sure it works.
Here's the layout. So
it hadn't had any water in it. And
okay, so
pipes may have froze.
It's an indoor pool. Did you find it listed for 500?
No, he's not listed yet. You're not listed yet, correct?
Yeah, no, it's not an opinion. I've got a listing on it.
Oh, you do have a listing?
I have a signed listing with the broker. I think I put that in for you.
Yeah, I see the signed listing shows that it would have commenced on June the 30th, so it is active on the market. I don't know where the listing would be. It's not a local broker, so he's not going to be in our system.
Yeah. I have more luck with people in California thinking that they can get a deal because the land's cheap here.
Gotcha. Well, obviously, if any kind of work starts on it, then she can go out and reassess at any time if any kind of work starts on it. So,
mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm fine with whatever you find.
I mean, he's a seller that says he's willing to take $500,000 for it. So if a buyer is willing to give $500,000, that would be market value.
Sure. Is there a motion?
I would make a motion to adjust to $500,000.
Okay. There's a motion to reduce the appraised value to $500,000. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Obviously, we're basing on the condition and what you've told us right now. Obviously, if the